Steve Dale here on WGN. It's 10 minutes after 2 o'clock with Illinois State Representative and Chicago mayoral candidate Cam Buckner. Welcome to WGN. You've been here before many, many times, but not in this building.
That's right.
Back when we were at the Tribune, huh?
Yeah, in the old days. Happy New Year, Steve. Thanks for having me this morning.
Oh,
this afternoon. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to talk to you. We've not met before in person, so it's a pleasure to meet you as well. So I've got one little question for you. Why the heck do you want to be mayor? You're an Illinois state representative. You're doing okay.
Yeah.
You're popular in your district.
Yeah.
So why do this?
Yeah, listen, I love Chicago. This is my home. This has been my home. This has been my family's home for generations. And my parents both came here looking for safety and opportunity. And I'm raising my family here on the South Side. And to me, it's very important to give Chicago the future that she deserves, right? And so I refuse to accept our current reality. And that's why I've, put my hat in the ring here.
Two questions. One based on what you just said, the safety she deserves. I find that interesting and nice.
Yeah.
Why
did
you say it that way?
Well, listen, women reproduce. Women give life, right?
Yes.
And I think Chicago is absolutely a woman. If you listen to Nelson Algren, and he talks about Chicago
as a great poet.
That's right.
Yeah.
But no, I've always looked at Chicago as a fertile woman that can grow, that can grow and that can give life. We just need the right leadership to do it.
I hope they take the soundbite out of that correctly, because I don't know. The other thing is, you sign a lot of what you write, and we'll give your website out in a moment, Cam Buckner, Son of Chicago.
Yeah.
Why do you do that?
You know, it's been very important to who I am as a person and kind of my biographical background, but just kind of my ethos and the way I see things as well. Being a son of the city, born and raised on the far South Side, a Chicago public school graduate.
What school?
Morgan Park High School. Morgan Park High School and Clisswood Elementary School in Beverly. My mother was a CPS teacher for 33 years. My father worked for the Cook County Sheriff's Department for 28 years. I went to these schools. I played in these parks. This is my city. Chicago is who I am. And so, you know, I often, as you're noting now, you know, I don't talk much about being a lawyer or being, you know, this or that and having this quote unquote resume. What is important to me is really being a Chicagoan and the son of the city.
Well, I want to talk about your resume, though.
Yeah, let's
because
do it.
It's an impressive resume. Vice President of Governmental Affairs, Outfront Media, former Executive Director of World Sports Chicago. You worked for the Chicago Cubs for a while,
I
too.
Did.
And with the community. When did you leave the Cubs?
I left in 2016.
Yeah, I've got some arguments. Living in that community,
yeah.
I don't know how they can get away with doing some of what they do, but that's another story. And you've served on many boards. You work with the mayor of New Orleans, and I suppose that gave you a direct ability to see how to govern a major city.
Yeah, when I left Chicago, when I graduated from law school at DePaul, I moved to New Orleans, became a senior advisor to Mitch Landrieu, the former mayor of New Orleans. He now is President Biden's infrastructure czar in D.C. And being in on the inner workings of a city and really bringing back a great American city post Hurricane Katrina, it really got me interested and motivated to see what kind of work like that I could do back home here in my hometown. And so, you know, I did a lot of work on violence prevention, a lot of work on infrastructure and development and economic movement in the city. And so it's given me a really good understanding of how cities work. I also worked very closely with the Department of Justice when I was there on the consent decree for the New Orleans Police Department, which I think is very helpful given what's going on in Chicago today.
Mm-hmm. 312-981-7200. That's our telephone number. You can call or text. We're talking to Chicago mayoral candidate Cam Buckner, who's also an Illinois state rep. So before I talk about the Chicago issues, you're here. You're in this seat.
Yeah.
I can't help but ask about the Safety Act.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about that? And do you feel it's being misrepresented by people who do what I do in the media? And where do you think it goes from here? Because right now it's being held up by the courts.
Yeah, so I do believe it. We've gone through a period of misrepresentation, critical omissions, and some outright lies about the Safety Act, right? And we saw a lot of that this summer. But in November, when the people of Illinois got a chance to decide whether or not they would let those attacks, sway them at the ballot box, we saw the Democrats won handedly in this state. And in fact, the chamber that I serve in, We got a 5-seat swing. We got more Democrats now in Illinois House of Representatives.
But you're voting for people, not necessarily for the Safety Act. I would argue people don't understand anyway.
Well, I'll tell you this. The attempts that were made by folks who were against the Safety Act was to push people into a position where they were not going to vote for Democrats because they were told that on January 1st, the doors of the jails were going to swing open and it would be, mayhem and chaos. And that was not true, right? And so, listen, this was a very intentional process, and we brought law enforcement in. We brought state's attorneys in from around the state, and we had real conversations about this.
But a lot of those state's attorneys said, we don't like this, and on both sides of the aisle, and they said, we're suing, which is why we're where we are now, which the whole thing is on hold. So let me ask you one direct question about it. A bad guy goes to jail, and the judge says, you know what? It's for whatever reason, it's fair. You're back out, no bail. But that's part of the problem Chicago is in right now, isn't it?
Well, here's the thing. The current system, the way it works, is not working. Literally today in Cook County, we have 50 plus, I think it's like 55 is the number, of people who have been charged with murder, who were able to bail themselves out. Now, these are not folks who are on electronic monitoring. These are people who had the means to get themselves out. So any type of system that treats you better if you're guilty and rich or guilty and have the means than it does if you're innocent and insolvent, there's a problem there. And so this is what we're trying to fix.
Okay. I'm a little confused by that answer, but that's okay. It's 216 on WGN. You have an opportunity to chime in if you so desire. I want to ask you about lots of issues regarding the city. And boy, oh boy, you have lots of details to your credit on the website. The newest candidate in the race may not, but yet, depending on which poll you read, Chuy Garcia is number 2 or number 3 in the race, maybe even number 1. How can that be? We'll talk about that when we come back. You're smiling on WGN. Steve Dale back with Illinois State Representative Cam Buckner, Chicago mayoral candidate. So I need to ask you this question, and, you know, I'm not sure. How old are you?
37.
So you're a young guy. Clearly a really smart guy, otherwise we wouldn't be doing that resume that I'm holding right here wouldn't be what it is. Is this going to be, and it's not bad. So I would like to say if you become mayor, but candidates get mad at me if I say it that way. So when you become mayor, then is it a one-time shot? Is it you will be like the first Mayor Daley and here for 78 years? Or is it that you will move up, which... frankly, no matter how this goes, I could see that happening for you, into national politics in some way.
Well, I've said this very clearly. I think being mayor of Chicago is the greatest job in American politics.
Oh, you haven't done it yet.
Listen, I get it. You know, to me, it really is, right? And so, I do believe that we got to put people in these seats who want to be there and not necessarily looking at it as a stepping stone. Who knows what the future brings, but for me, this is what I'm focused on. And also, you know, I'm not a term limits fan, but I do think that people should not, you know, be in office ad nauseum until they croak, right?
Then why not term limits?
Well, because I think the people need to decide, right? And I think what we see is that...
But people do decide. I mean, there are... Let me go to national politics. I'll take you out of it. I'll take the state out of it. There are U.S. senators that are, I think, 187 years old, you know. Is that right? But yet they've been voted in. The people have decided. But it's some, and this is their 80th time in office, you know.
We've also seen folks like that get booted out of office by their constituents, right? I worked in the U.S. Senate for 6 years. I spent 6 years on Capitol Hill.
You worked with Dick Durbin.
I did. Mm-hmm. I did. And So I saw some of those 180-year-olds that you're talking about.
Yes.
But people continue to send them back to D.C., and I think that that's just indicative of the way that they've connected with their constituents. But we've also, like I said, we've seen people tell politicians, enough is enough, it's time for you to go. And I think that that is a proper balance in the way our system works.
So it says right here, ask about Chuy Garcia. So I'm about to do that.
All right.
And I was going to do that anyway. So Chuy Garcia gets into the race. No question, a likable guy, high-profile guy. We know his name. He's run for mayor before. And he certainly, speaking of serving in the U.S. Congress, he does that. So Where does he stand on things? You have, and many others, not only you, have been in the race for a while. You go to your website, and we'll talk about some of the specifics in a moment, and you can read and read and read in great detail, and by the way, well written. I credit you with that, so even I understand what's written there. Chewy will have that eventually, I imagine. I don't really know, but how do you feel about someone jumping in just like that?
Well, I'll say this. I've been in this race for nearly 8 months now, and to me, the length of being in this race is important for a couple of reasons, but the main one being I didn't want to play games with the people of Chicago, right? We see a lot of politicians doing the hokey pokey, one foot in, one foot out when it comes to whether or not they want to run this city. This is not something that you should play with. This is not something that the people of the city take lightly. And so I wanted to be very forceful and aggressive and come out and say, listen, this is important to me. I want to do it, right? Number one. Number two, now we've seen a lot of polls recently talking about who is in the lead. And really, these polls are telling us who has the most name recognition because, you know, Steve, I find it hard to believe that public safety is the number one issue for most people in the city. But the person who people are claiming is the front runner doesn't have a plan for public safety. Right. So to me, those two things don't jive. Right. And so we've got to.
Are you talking about the current mayor?
Well, the current mayor and Congressman Garcia. Okay. Right. They have not put forth plans on how they're going to make and keep the people of Chicago safe. And so for me, that is what people when I'm you know, knocking on doors, when I'm in church basements on the west side and at VFW halls and in conference rooms in River North, people are asking, how are you going to keep us safe? And so candidates that don't have those answers to me aren't serious candidates.
That's the number one issue. I assume you'd agree with that.
It is.
So we don't have the time to go into detail for everything that you say you want to do, but what would be number one on your list?
Listen, so the first thing is that we've got to get a hold, once again, on public safety. People have to be safe. They have to feel safe. And that starts with a real symbiosis between the Chicago Police Department and communities. I think the police department needs proper leadership in order to take us to that
so
point.
So is the current leadership out?
I think so. Yes, absolutely. And I'll tell you this, Steve, in my state representative district, which is the most diverse state rep district in the state, I go from South Chicago up to the Gold Coast, right? I've got five different police districts that touch my state rep district. And so I talk to commanders, I talk to deputy chiefs, I talk to cap sergeants every single day. We've got some really great talent in CPD who is ready on day one to take over, who know the role, who know the city, and who know the department. We need somebody like that to take control.
So the person you take, by the way, that area that you mentioned, there's a Chicago mayoral candidate, I believe, who crosses into that, right? An alderman.
Yeah. So I share some space in the 4-4 with Alderman Sophia King.
Right.
But also, my district has 11 aldermanic wards in it.
Right.
So I already represent 20% of Chicago already.
But how about teaming up with someone? You know, I ask candidates about that all the time, and you know, it doesn't go anywhere, but nevertheless, it would seem to make sense to me that if you could team up with her or whoever, that if you combine efforts, there's no vice mayor for the city of Chicago really that has any power, but that seems to make sense to me if the goal is to defeat the status quo.
I think the goal is not only to defeat the status quo, but it's to be able to bring your own brand of leadership to this space. The reason you see so many people in this race is because there's such a vacuum of leadership. And this mayor has failed to deliver on her promises. And so people are clamoring to try to figure out what they can do to be present. But I'll be honest about this, Steve. As I talk to all of my colleagues who are in this race, what is very clear is that whatever happens on February 28th and then on April 4th, I think folks are going to come together to try to bring Chicago forward.
All right, I've got here a news release from the Chicago Police Department last month of 2022 marked the 10th consecutive month of double-digit declines in gun violence, with shootings down 20% for the year and the number of shooting victims down 20.6%. 20 of Chicago Police Department's 22 districts have recorded less shootings this year than in 2021. Less violence, according, I've got it, to the Chicago Police Department. Is all this violence thing being overdone?
Listen, the people of Chicago have been very clear about the fact that they don't feel safe.
Is that the bottom line?
It is the bottom line. And literally, last night we had a dog run up on our porch because he escaped from his home and heard gunshots as they rang out through the night last night. And he's still with us. I hope we can find his owner. But that has become commonplace in this city. And what that press release does not talk about is the clearance rate. what their press release does not talk about. So clearance rate being when the Chicago Police Department is able to close a case and bring it to fruition, right? So, you know, arrest, conviction, those things are part of clearance rates. We have a dismal clearance rate when it comes to carjackings, when it comes to homicides in this town. You know, it's somewhere around 25%. So you got a 75% chance of killing someone in Chicago and walking free without ever having contact with law enforcement. That's problematic. What it doesn't also talk about is the fact that we are way behind on our consent decree requirements and mandates. They were very the independent monitor was very clear about what we needed to do about officer wellness. We've seen a bunch of officer suicides in the last few weeks.
Yes.
And we have still not filled those positions that the consent decree has told us to fill. And so, listen, this is about priorities. This mayor has not taken this seriously, and Chicago is suffering because of it.
What would you do? One thing that I thought was fascinating, the Internet Intelligence Unit, the bad guys can communicate with each other about where they're going to be via the Internet. And you have a creative idea.
Yeah, listen, what we've seen in this city is that whether we're talking about smash and grab robberies, whether we talk about murders, whether we talk about, you know, those type of certain types of crimes, they have been planned online in open forums. There was actually a shooting near my home just a couple of weeks ago, and you know, CPD is still going through the detective process for it, but the person who did it very clearly was kind of bragging about it on Snapchat, right? These things are out there for people to see. And so if we want to talk about closing and bringing in the ranks and making our clearance rate better, we should be looking at ways that we can solve crimes and close cases. And the Internet now is really a tool where people are putting this stuff on full display. And we're not using it. So I think that can be a department and a department within CPD that is staffed by civilian employees that can create ways to make us safer.
Lots of text here. Come on, get real. I'm from Indiana and won't come to Chicago for anything. Don't feel safe. And there's another text saying, I won't use public transportation any longer. So therefore, I'm not coming downtown. If I did, I couldn't afford the parking anyway. Can you address that?
Listen, that's a big deal. And whoever said that is absolutely right. I am an avid CTA guy. I'm a CTA rider. I've been for the last 30 plus years. And I talk a lot in my platform about transportation and making CTA safe, accessible and equitable. And we've got some real issues there, right? People are avoiding coming to our central business district. In any city that can't safely transport people around has real problems. And so, once again, this all goes back to public safety and having a plan to be able to move people in and around and through the city without them fearing for their lives.
I've got a problem. Talking to you is great, clearly so articulate, but we're out of time.
Out of time.
I know.
Chicago's out of time, too. We got some work to do.
Very good. Well, his name is Cam Buckner. The website is?
Cam for Mayor, K-A-M, for Mayor.com.
Easy enough. Will you come back?
Absolutely will.
Okay. Thank you so
Thanks,
much.
My friend.
A pleasure to talk to you.
Happy New Year.
Thank you.